ਡਾਕਟਰ ਇੰਡੀਕੇਟਿੰਗ ਫਾਲੋ ਅਪ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ ਨੋਟ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਬਲੈਕ ਬੀ ਐਲ ਸੀ ਕੇ ਰੈਜਨਰਡ ਆਰ ਈ ਜੀ ਆਈ ਐਨ ਏ ਐਲ ਡੀ ਡੇਟ ਆਫ ਬਰਥ 7/2/1949 ਪਲੇਸ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਕੇਅਰ ਚਾਰਜ ਵਿਲੇਜ ਡੇਟ ਆਫ ਸਰਵਿਸ 11/7/2023 ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰੈਸ ਨੋਟ ਫਾਲੋ ਅਪ ਸਬਜੈਕਟਿਵ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਟ ਇਜ਼ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਫੇਅਰਲੀ ਵੈਲ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੀਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਫੋਰ ਫਾਲੋ ਅਪ ਵਿਦ ਐਮਰੇਟਰੀ ਡਿਸਫੰਕਸ਼ਨ ਰੀਸੈਂਟ ਸੈਪਟਿਕ ਰਾਈਟ ਨੀ ਆਰਥਰਾਈਟਿਸ ਕੰਪਲੀਟਡ ਦਾ ਐਂਟਾਬਾਇਟਿਕ ਕੋਰਸ Intermittent cough and congestion has been followed and being evaluated by speech therapy as a regular follow-up. He has a liver mass and suspected liver carcinoma, previous traumatic brain injury. Patient was seen for those conditions today. He is feeling better, occasional cough, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, he is awake, he is alert, cooperative, has expressive aphasia. Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 98, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%. Head rate max, pneumocolic, isonectaric, neck supplementivity, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing. Heart SMS2 regular, abdomen is soft, not tender, balsam past extremity. Right knee surgical scar has been well healed and there is no sign of infection or cellulitis. Left leg, no edema, no cough tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, he's alert, oriented M3. Has expressive aphasia and he has a right-sided weakness secondary to previous traumatic brain injury and ambulatory dysfunction. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed assessment, patient has been admitted with the ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, right knee septic arthritis, completed the antibiotic course. Next line, pneumonia treated. Next line, liver mass. Suspected liver carcinoma has been evaluated by hematology and oncology. Dr. Ravi, traumatic brain injury resulting in right side weakness, dysarthria due to traumatic brain injury. Plan of care will continue all the current medications. No other issue reported by the nursing staff. Next patient is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Brown Thomas. Data service 11/7/2023. Patient seen follow up in the subacute nursing rehab. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills. He was hospitalized because of AKI with a superimposed CKD. Transaminitis, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. He has a known aortic stenosis. Patient was managed and after stabilization, he was sent to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he's feeling better and no complaint. No headache, no dizziness, peripheral system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac congestion, G and mounting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital union, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, he's forgetful, and memory is impaired. His blood pressure is 130 over 62, pulse 52, temperature 98, respiration 18, pulse 96%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, bilateral, decreased breaths from the bases, heart SMS2, systolic murmur heard. Abdomen is soft, not tender, balsam past extremity, no edema, neuro, he's awake, he's alert, forgetful and disoriented. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment number one. CHF with ejection fraction of 42%. Next line, history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Next line, moderate aortic stenosis. Next line, AKI with CKD. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, hypertension. Next line, plan of care. Next line, I have reviewed all his medication with continued current medication. Monitor BMP care plan discussed with nursing staff. Next patient. Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, McInnes as dictated. Next patient, Colt, C-O-L-T, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Colt Jeffrey, date of birth, 5/5/1955, place, future care, Charles Village, date of service, 11/7/2023. patient seen at the nursing rehab, subacute care, patient with multiple medical problem. Known history of anoxic brain injury, recent subarachnoid hemorrhage, history of cardiac arrest in January 2022, and frontal lobe syndrome, coronary artery disease. Seen for these conditions today, he's being in the rehab. Patient is improving slowly. He denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. He's cooperative with physical therapy. Review of system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, congestion, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital, hematuria, neuro, he's awake but forgetful. Physical exam, patient is awake, forgetful, and disoriented. His blood pressure is 116 over 68, pulse 80, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart estimates 2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels and positive, extremity, no edema, neuro, he's awake, forgetful, and disoriented. Lab reviewed baby, medication reviewed assessment. Number one, patient has been admitted with the recent subarachnoid hematoma. Next line, anoxic brain injury. Next line, history of cardiac arrest in 2022. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, history of VFib in the past. Next line, history of seizure disorder. Next line, he's on seizure precaution, not the sort of history of questionable seizure, maintain Lamictal for seizure precautions. Generalized weakness, cognitive impairment, and dementia. Plan of care, patient will maintain all his current medication reviewed by me. He will be maintained on Lamictal, 100 milligram twice a day as recommended for prophylactic seizure due to brain. Subarachnoid hemorrhage. And currently patient is doing well, no other issue reported today. Next patient is Green, G-R-E-N, Green, Patricia. Data service, 11-7-2023. Place, Future Care Charles Village. Data service, 11-7-2023. Data birth for this patient is 8-18-1965. Patient seen, follow-up. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. Very poor historian. She has no complaint, and if you ask questions, she keeps staring. Discuss with nursing staff. After nursing staff interview, patient has some behavior disturbance, but she has been not violent. She's not agitated. Next in past medical history, traumatic brain injury, bipolar disorder, pulmonary embolism, opiate use disorder, hypothyroidism, tardive dyskinesia, intellectual developmental disorder, and schizophrenia. Review of system, as I mentioned, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Sitting on the bed, has no complaint, and not any answering any question properly. Physical exam, patient is awake, forgetful, disoriented, blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse 92, temperature 97, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Her date में abnormalities आई जाने का एक neck supple chest, non-tender lungs, no wheezing, no rail, heart test must do, abdomen is soft, bowel from positive, G-tube in place, extremities, trace edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she's awake, not answering any questions, she's forgetful and disoriented. Medication reviewed, lab reviewed, assessment. Patient is admitted with the multiple medical problems. Traumatic brain injury, next line. Pneumonia, next line. SVT, next line. History of PE, next line. Bipolar disorder, next line. COPD, next line. Dysphagia, stress for G-tube placement, next line. Generalized weakness, next line. COVID, status post recovery. History of bipolar disorder, plan of care will continue all her current medication. They have reviewed, medicine reviewed, discussed with nursing staff. Patient does have a significant cognitive impairment. Next patient. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S and Johnson, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. Data service, date of birth 4/3/1966, place, future case, chargeable, data service 11/7/2023. Patient seen today, follow up and sub-acute rehab. No knee pain anymore. He has been evaluated by orthopedic for osteochondral lesion of the right medial. Condyle of the femur. Today, no chest pain, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no complaint today. Past medical history, previous CVA, next line, dementia, next line, amyloid dysfunction, ACFH, pulmonary gastritis, review of system, no headache, dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and chest pain, GI, and vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, general urinary hematuria, physical, patient is awake, he's alert, he's forgetful and disoriented, has a significant dementia, blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse 68, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 pulse, 98%, next, pulmonary AVD, chest, and tender, lungs, clear heart SMS2, abdomen soft, non-tender valves from past extremities, full range of motion, able to ambulate. Neuro, he's awake, forgetful but disoriented. Assessment patient has a previous CVA, next line dementia, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line. History of depression and anxiety. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. Knee pain has improved. No other issue reported today. Medication reviewed, lab reviewed. Next patient. Kibble, K-I-B-B-L-E, Kibble Nasia, N-A-C-E-A, date of birth 9-3-1947, place future care Charlie, date of service 11-7-2023. Patient seen today at future care Charles Village. The follow up with the multiple medical problem. Patient is known. Coronary artery disease. Cognitive impairments, COPD, asthma. Today when I saw her, she denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. On examination, patient is awake, she's alert, forgetful and disoriented, blood pressure is 120 over 60, pulse 68, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 96%. Next supple, no JVD, lungs, few round fair, the bases, no wheezing, heart testiness, two open, soft, non-turn, balls from past extremities. Left leg healed, wound, scar, but no redness, no cellulitis, no tenderness. New, she's awake, alert, but forgetful. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment. COPD slash asthma, next and coronary artery disease, next and ambulatory dysfunction, next and generalized weakness, next and cognitive impairment, next and plan of care, next and continue all the current medication. Discuss with nursing staff, no other issue reported today. Next patient is Lee, L-E-E, Lee Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A, date of birth 6-15-1970, place which okay, Charles Village, patient seen today, follow-up at the Charles Village Nursing Rehab, subjective, no headache, no dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting, patient has a capacity of aphasia, she's a poor historian, on examination, patient is awake, she's alert, and not able to answer any detailed questions due to expressive aphasia, blood pressure, 118 over 86, pulse 76, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 92%. Next up, JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart testiness, two abdomen is soft, not turned, balsam positive, extremities, right BK, no leg edema, neuro awake, alert, lying on the bed, no acute distress. Lab reviewed, medicine reviewed, assessment number one, CVA, next hand DVT, left leg, next hand PE, next hand dysarthria due to stroke, next hand dysphagia, set of post back placement, star rating, G2 feeding well, history of DVT, and history of right VKA. Plan of care will continue all her current medications reviewed, and local skin care, and monitor her closely. Next patient. Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R, Palmer Rice, R-I-C-E, Lou, L-U-E, Palmer Rice, Lou, date of birth, 11-27-1936, place, future care, Charles Village, date of service, 11-7-2023, patient seen today for follow-up at the nursing rehab, she doing well, no headache, dizziness, patient is confused and disoriented,